Asian markets were lower Monday, trading amid tensions between China and the U.S. over trade and the arrest of a top official of the giant telecom Huawei. The Ming Weizhu, arrested last week in Canada, faces extradition to U.S. for alleged violations of sanctions on Iran. China has demanded the immediate release. French President Emmanuel Macron will address the nation in response to the yellow vest protesters who have held massive demonstrations across the country for the past 4 weekends. One woman from Portugal says she did not encounter any problems in Paris because she stayed away from the violence.
We don't worry because we don't come to the danger zone, like the Champs-Élysées.
Since the unrest began in November with demonstrators upset about the cost of living and about Macron's presidency, 4 people have been killed during the protest. President Trump says last week's court filing and the Russia probe totally cleared him, but top House of Representatives Democrats are raising the prospect of impeachment or even prison time for the president. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I think it's all turning around very nicely.
That was President Trump's assessment Saturday of last week's filings in the Russia probe and the case against his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. But Senator Angus King views it differently.
The Cohen filing, as you've already pointed out, implicates him in the commission of a felony.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, tells CBS's Face the Nation if it's proven Trump directed hush money payments, he could be facing an indictment on the day he leaves office.
That he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The candidate President Trump was widely expected to pick as his new chief of staff is apparently out of the running for the job. Nick Ayers, who is currently Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, tweeted his thanks to Mr. Trump and Pence, but said he will be leaving the administration altogether. Mr. Trump spoke about John Kelly's departure as the White House chief of staff.
I'll be announcing that over the next day or two, but John will be leaving at the end of the year. He's been with me almost 2 years now, as you know, between the two positions.
John Kelly first served the Trump administration as the head of Homeland Security before becoming chief of staff. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has rejected Turkey's request to extradite 2 former senior Saudi officials suspected of involvement in the October killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Both men were among a group of officials who were fired after Saudi leaders explained Khashoggi's death at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul was an operation carried out by rogue agents. The warring factions in Yemen held their first direct talks during a UN-mediated peace process in Sweden to finalize confidence-building measures aimed at bringing their 4-year civil war to an end. The talks took place as Western backers of the Saudi coalition behind the Yemen government increased pressure for an end to the fighting, which has left thousands dead and millions in need of humanitarian aid. Timothy Linder King is the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Arabian Gulf Affairs.
Obviously, there are pressures in our own system, as you can see in the United States, to either withdraw from the conflict or discontinue our support to the coalition, which we are strongly opposed to on the administration side. We do believe that the support for the coalition is necessary, sends a wrong message if we discontinue that support.
The talks began Thursday and are scheduled to last a full week. A pregnant woman who was among 7 Israelis wounded in a drive-by shooting by a suspected Palestinian assailant outside a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. That woman is said to be in critical condition. Israeli forces at the scene fired at the car and they're looking for the attacker. The last deadly attack against Israelis in the West Bank was on November 26th when a Palestinian rammed Israeli soldiers with a car and injured 3 of them. The assailant in that incident was later killed by Israeli forces. And the debate over future relations with the European Union has continued in the British Parliament as criticism of Prime Minister Theresa May's plan continued from within her Conservative coalition and the opposition. A number of pundits and even the former leader of the Brexit effort believe May's plan will not be approved when the Parliament votes on Tuesday. What happens if the plan is rejected does remain unclear. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today.